It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Last week, New Jersey Supreme Court overturned a man's 2017 murder conviction after finding that the state may have relied on implicit bias when prosecutors removed a prospective juror, a black man from Newark. In its landmark ruling, the state's highest court not only ordered a new trial for the defendant, but it required a conference reevaluation of how juries are selected in the state. Rachel Godsill co-founded the Perception Institute. It's an organization focused on bias and discrimination. She's also a distinguished professor of law at Rutgers University, and she joins us now by Skype. Professor Godsill, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
This is the first time New Jersey's highest court has addressed when a criminal history check can be run on a prospective juror. What happened in this case? Why did prosecutors do the background check, and why was it considered implicit bias?
So the prosecutors did the background check on the basis of the trial courts denying them the ability to dismiss the prospective juror for cause. And they claimed that their concern was that the gentleman knew more than he should have known about language linked to criminality, controlled dangerous substance, that he, as they put it, they felt that there are more people that he knows who are accused and even more who could be victims. They stated that he knows the lingo about, you know, the criminal justice system. I'm quoting from the transcript. And another prosecutor said they were concerned that he has close friends who are engaged in criminal activity. And according to the state, by virtue of these, this knowledge and these associations, he should be dismissed for cause. And the trial court disagreed. The trial court said that he thought there was no reason at all that this juror should be excused, and that everything he said left no doubt in the trial court's mind that this prospective juror had the ability to serve fairly and impartially. The prosecution then went and checked his criminal history, finding an old warrant for his arrest, and used that to basically prevent this gentleman from serving on the jury because of an old warrant that by its terms would not have been sufficient to have him considered unfit for being a juror. And the idea that a person who goes to serve on a jury could have a prosecutor then go and check his criminal background history with the prospect of arrest is deeply troubling, which obviously the court found. The reason the court stated that the Supreme Court found implicit bias was likely because there wasn't sort of explicit language suggesting that there was intentional bias in the form we traditionally know. So what the court was saying is they didn't have to find that the prosecutors were intentionally, consciously acting on the basis of this gentleman's race. Rather, the only inference they could draw from the prosecutor's conduct was that it was because of race, even if the prosecutors themselves may not have been conscious of it being so. And that's why implicit bias is such an important concept.
Do courts, though, in New Jersey, courts elsewhere too, do they allow background checks if you clear it with the judge?
Well, what the Supreme Court said is if there was a clearance with the trial court and if defense had notice, they said there would be circumstances where this could be appropriate and necessary, but this did not meet that standard.
Should the public be alarmed by this?
I think the public should be extremely gratified that the Supreme Court is not going to unilaterally allow one side, the prosecutor who has the ability to do background checks, to do so without any trial court authorization, because that would put the public in a really untenable position of being perhaps unwilling or worried about attending jury service. So I think this for the public is extremely important.
There are much more throughout history, much more blatant examples of discriminatory jury selection practices, such as all-white juries after judges allowed prosecutors to strike all persons of color from serving. What happened here is much more subtle, but is it any less harmful to the pursuit of justice?
Absolutely not. It is as much or in some sense even more harmful because it could happen regularly and without the sort of very clear, blatant sort of images that you suggest, where again, an all-white jury makes it clear that race was top of mind. The possibilities of implicit bias, which again, is defined by social psychologists as the automatic association of stereotypes or attitudes toward particular groups without our conscious awareness, but this is not to say this isn't about that bias. It is. It's just something that happens because of all of the images and stereotypes we're surrounded by in our society.
Professor, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much. I want to talk to you more about the Perception Institute at some point. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.